This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, everybody. Look who walked in.
I'm so happy that
Brian
you're here.
Brian Busby.
Look what the cat drugged in, right? Whoops, am I mic on?
You're on.
Okay,
you're on. You're good.
Great, thanks.
You're live today, unlike Katie, who was recorded, even though I said hi to her.
Oh, did she answer back on a recording?
Actually, she didn't.
It's hard to do that when you're recorded.
She goes, hi, Dana. I go, oh my God, hi.
Unless you anticipate.
Right.
Right.
But yeah. But why? Because when I record them, I don't say hi to you guys.
You're getting thinner and thinner by the day.
You know, I appreciate that. But, you know, I tell people, probably what you see me on TV, that image is going to be fresher in your mind than seeing me in person because we haven't seen each other in a while.
Yeah.
But I really haven't gained or lost much at all. I'm still at about 174.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Great.
A1C is down to, was it 5.2?
Look at you.
What did you ask him?
When are we playing poker?
Oh, I thought you said golf because he's got a busted Achilles. Tell the story.
Well, I re-injured an Achilles, and I wish I had a real nice, sympathetic story.
Or like you were wrestling a bear or something,
yeah,
saving some woman's life.
Something like that. Anyway, in my backyard when I lived in Overland Park, I had a hot tub on a concrete slab.
Yeah.
So you have to build the steps up to get in the hot tub.
Yeah.
So one day it wasn't working. So I said, oh, the GFI must be like not working.
Right.
So I lifted up the hatch, pushed my arm in to push the button, and about a half a dozen to a dozen hornets decide to crawl up my arm.
Oh, gosh.
So I get on the top step. I jump down hard, but twist at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
On the concrete. And ever since then, the Achilles has just been kind of screwed up.
I'm going to say that's a great way to screw up your Achilles, because if a pack of angry hornets was coming to, like, I don't know what, I that's one of those things, I'd wreck my car.
Oh.
If they get,
Have you ever had one in your car?
I've had a yellow jacket.
Okay.
Which is almost a cousin.
It's the same thing, but the yellow jackets are even meaner.
Yes.
And so I had one in my car and I was driving home. Thank God I was in a residential neighborhood.
Okay.
And not on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a yellow jacket flying around in the back seat. I pulled over, screaming. I mean, I'm sweating blood.
Yes.
And I literally open all four doors and just wait. And that's the one time they don't fly.
Nope.
Around the car is when you open up all four doors.
Right.
They just stay.
They're in a holding pattern.
Pasted to the back windshield.
Yep.
I can wait.
And I'm like, bro, you're free to go. I'm not going to hurt you.
Yeah, but I'm going to hurt you.
Right.
Come on in. Come on back in. The water's warm.
And, you know, if I get to the pearly gates, I'm just going to ask him, what's the point? There's certain animals I just wonder.
Like why?
Yeah, because
now
they don't.
Bees make the world go round. Yeah, we need the bees.
Bees are, by the way, and I have a lot of flowery plants in my front landscaping.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The bees, we've heard all these stories. Yes, of course. The honeymakers. We've heard all these stories over the years that the bee population is very, very low. I don't know. This is just anecdotal evidence. I've got more bees in my front yard than I've had in years.
Nice. Good.
In
good.
Years.
Good. That's. I'm happy to hear that.
We grow old together. He's talking about his A1C. You're talking about the pollinators.
Well, it's Iservé.
I'm over
gets
here.
The
I
GA
some,
going
I
slower.
Need my GA exactly. going slower over here.
Well, now wait a minute. Yes, I do talk about bumblebees, but I don't feed birds on my back patio.
Marge, and what's Marge's?
Bob and Marge.
Bob.
And Brian, sure. You have birds all over your property.
Yes, I do.
And my mom now has that little bird feeder video recorder thing.
Mm-hmm.
I get photos from her every single day. Sometimes it's a squirrel. Sometimes it's a bird. And there was a meme yesterday that I read to Scott, and I know enough to be dangerous. It said, birds sneak up on you. 1 minute, you're living your life, you're young, you're carefree.
It's all
you've
true.
Never thought about birds one time in your entire life, and then boom, you hit 50, and you go, well, I'll be damned. Is that a blue warbler?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, do you have the app Merlin?
No, but Sam does.
Sammy, you have it. Have you ever tried
it? No, you just like, is it, if you hear a bird, it'll tell you what it is?
It's almost like Shazam.
Oh, that's awesome. What's it called?
People?
Merlin.
I might sell my personal information for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it will listen using your microphone.
Yeah.
And then it'll tell you, oh, that was a cardinal, or that was a titmouse.
I love it.
That was a finch.
Watch your mouth on this show.
I love it.
That was a breast mouth?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
What bird makes this sound?
We looked it up.
I know, and I can't remember.
It's not a cuckoo. That's
No, he is cuckoo.
No, I'm a cuckoo.
You went there, okay.
No, but there's this bird. And is it a chickadee?
I think so. We asked the text line, and everybody told us, and now we've all forgotten.
Yeah, I can't remember. And I have birds in my neighborhood that go, and I just love them, but I've never seen them. Oh, yes, I have seen them. They're very cute.
Black-capped chickadee.
Okay.
There we go.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Nice.
I saw one on my roof yesterday.
We are just a couple years away from the diaper aisle.
Oh, if that AARP magazine is not in my mailbox by tonight.
It's pretty bad.
I am going to lose my mind. I had to write a check to AARP the other day.
A check.
And
did you join?
No.
Because I refused to join. And then Weinbaum the other day goes, oh, the discounts are incredible.
They are. They really are.
Are you a member?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are not. Are
yes,
you really?
Yes, I am.
And what kind of discounts does one get when one becomes a member of the American Association of Retired Persons?
Well, Scott, you get a discount for Avis or Hertz. You get to go to IHOP.
See, I still remember my grandparents going, they always wanted to go to FIRST Cafeteria like at 4 o'clock. And we would get up there and she would proudly say, and I'd like the senior discount, please. She was 75.
Mm-hmm. You
don't need to tell them at that point you want the senior discount.
No.
I'd like the senior discount, please.
Mm-hmm.
We've already got you rung up for that, lady. You're good.
Went from $5.99 to $4.99.
Put your pride down and take and reap the benefits.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
What brings you by today, buddy?
Well, you know that we have not had a board meeting for Jerk Air in a while.
Well,
we're overdue.
Yeah, and way back when I was here last, Sam Stevie told me that his gear, what happened? Oh, I don't have headphones on, but what happened to it?
Sam, activate mic 7 and just come in here and talk to us for a minute.
Okay.
All right.
He's coming in.
He'll be on his way.
He lost his official merch.
Exactly. So he asked me, would you please replace it? And I said, sure, not a problem.
Yeah.
And so it's been a while since we've been able to like get everything together in the same room, so I decided to offer a delivery service for his merch.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Like DoorDash for merch.
Exactly.
Yes.
I got bigger since we originally created Jerk Air, and I didn't fit in my merch anymore.
Oh, that's what happened.
And I still wear the hoodie, but it like looks like a crop top.
That's a toasty warm hoodie, by the way.
Yes, it is. Oh,
it's
yes.
Quite good.
That's heavy winter wear.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. And we've been trying to get together, and I was busy. I was moving.
Well, congrats on the move.
Thank you.
Busby, this is a housewarming gift. Perfect timing because we have had, 12 stories in the stack in the last 2 weeks about new nominees for Jerk Air?
I've been listening. I mean, some of these people
behaving very bad. One of the guys was from Wichita.
Was that the guy who said, you're coming with me?
Yes.
Yes.
He's in Wichita. Well, he's not Wichita now. He's wearing orange now.
No. Don't look at the price. No.
I'm going to pay him for it. He doesn't have to pay me for the second set.
We'll take care of it. Leave it alone.
Yes.
Give him, he wants it back.
I didn't look at it.
Good.
Thank you very much.
You're quite
welcome,
sir.
So old.
What? There's no AARP for discount on
your
that
credit's offer. No good here. Well, put away that card.
Didn't say that.
I don't have any checks to write. Sorry, Brian. I've never had a checkbook.
But dude, I mean,
give me the money and I'll write him a check for you.
You
done?
You're now a homeowner, so things are going to things you don't think you need to fix will start to break down.
Oh, I had a moment last night. We were eating dinner on our screened-in patio.
Yes, you have a TV out there.
With honey in my coffee. Oh,
I was listing off all of the things I needed to get done and just did a rough estimate. And the amount of money that I need to spend just to get tools. Because, growing up,
well,
I fixed a lot of things.
Well, the square-headed shovel that you bought the other day at Home Depot.
That was a smart buy.
Well, he had to bury the rabbit.
Did you hear that story?
No.
Oh, yeah.
His dog killed a rabbit last night. No.
Circle of life.
It gets worse.
A baby bunny.
Oh.
He and Mary Beth go out and have a service with candles and a eulogy for the bunny they didn't even know existed until their dog killed it. Oh. And then before the rabbit died, it was in the dog's mouth, missing an eye and still breathing.
Yep.
They got the dog to let go of the bunny. Sam,
wrapped it up.
Put it in a blanket with a little bowl of water by its face.
I thought maybe he was going to pull through,
He was wrong.
He did not pull through.
He pulled through to the other side. That's where he pulled.
Over that rainbow bridge.
One thing I didn't realize is, have you ever heard a bunny in pain? They let out.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
It's terrible.
It sounds like a screaming child.
It haunts Sam in his dreams.
Blair Witch Project. You're like, is that a bunny?
Honestly, did you hear the woman the other day who had the peacock who was missing and then she calls in?
Mm-hmm.
We had no idea what those things sounded like. Mm. If you ever have one of those loose in your neighborhood, as this woman did, I think it was in Bonner Springs, it sounds like a woman screaming.
Yeah. You know what else sounds like a woman screaming? Is a fox. If you've ever had a fox in your neighborhood, I remember one night, this was about 2-3 years ago, there was a fox, and I didn't know it at the time, in our neighborhood. And it sounds like, it doesn't sound like a woman screaming. It sounds like a little girl screaming.
Like,
it is the most
jarring.
And I thought somebody is beating their kid on the street. So I go running out, and it's dark, and I'm looking up and down the street. Of course, we have street lights and everything. And I just see a little fox go running in front of my house, making that noise. Mm. It sounds like a little girl, like 5, 6, 7 years old, screaming her head off.
Mm. Yes, wildlife. It's great.
It's a circle of life, Scott.
I didn't shoot it.
Well, guess not.
I let it live.
What does the fox say?
No. That's what a fox says. Brian, always good to see you. Do you have time to do us a weather forecast after the break?
Oh, sure.
Do you have it in front of you?
Sure.
All right. Or we can just make it up.
Oh, yeah.
Make it 32 tonight for the overnight low.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah.
This is Chamber of Commerce weather.
Yes, it is. So, I will give you a forecast after the break.
All right, we'll do a live forecast coming up with Brian Busby in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. DNC supply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, here we go. Welcome back. Hey, don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, and that is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. And you're right. Finally, some dry weather, Brian. I heard you say that during the forecast, because this has driven me out of my mind.
Insane. Yeah, I agree.
It's just so gloomy, man.
Yeah, and that kind of plays on your mood. It just does. Unfortunate, but true.
It certainly was.
I was
fun
listening
for
to grievances last week.
Yeah. Do you have one? Do you have an early one?
I don't have one, but there was one guy who called up. I forgot where I put it. He was talking about the wind direction and why we name it for the wind, the direction it's coming from, as opposed to the
was
direction.
Was he correct in his assessment?
Okay, so you were ill on Friday. Put your headphones on, because sure. I think Sam's going to jump in every once in a while.
Okay.
He had an interesting point. He goes, how come if the winds are coming from the south,
yeah,
we don't say that the winds are moving in a northerly direction.
To the north.
Right. And so you don't say if you're on westbound 435 that you're, well, what was the example that he gave, Sam? It was really good. I can't remember.
That you're
it was
eastward, that you're driving eastward. A northerly wind.
Right.
Coming from the north, so you're, instead of a southerly wind.
I was here for that call, Scott. And because I remember thinking I wouldn't know what direction I was driving or what direction the wind was coming
from.
Was
that 2 Fridays ago?
Yeah, it was.
It was 2 Fridays ago then.
Okay.
Yeah.
But was he right?
Oh, yeah. We named the wind for the direction it's coming from.
From.
But we say that sometimes when we're talking about directions. Where are you coming from? I'm coming from the south, Olathe.
But you're heading north.
Yes.
Fair point.
But I'm coming from the south, and the winds are coming from the south, and it's warmer down south, down toward Mexico. And so,
but I think he wanted to know, like, how did that start? And the answer is we wouldn't know. That would go so far back. How would you even know?
That's tough to say. Military, I think,
yeah,
in some ways, talks about the heading.
Yeah.
So it may be from that. But meteorology is a fairly young science. We really didn't get cracking until World War II, when a pilot accidentally flew up to this level. He dropped his bombs off, but took half the time to get back to base. Yep. He discovered the jet stream by accident.
Brian, you may
hit the nail on the head, though, because it matters more where the wind is coming from, because if it's coming from the north, it's going to be colder. If it's coming from the south, it's going to be warmer.
Exactly.
So it makes more sense to describe where it's coming from, because it's going to be pulling the weather with it rather than pushing the weather away.
And Alaska is an island.
It is.
Oh, God.
Actually, that's a little known fact. It's all by itself.
It's a very little known
fact. Down there to the left.
In fact, nobody knows it.
I have an actual question for Brian Busby.
Uh-oh. Sure.
What is the significance, because I've seen a lot of chatter about this from our fellow meteorologists around the country, of the cuts at the National Weather Service? And I'm not making, this is not political. I don't care about the politics of it. But there was a tornado the other night, and the people that were supposed to be at one of the National Weather Service places, there were some layoffs, were then not there overnight. And so What is significant about that? I think people just assume those things are staffed 24/7.
And then they should be, and they have been in the past. But usually you think, well, maybe we don't need them on, pardon the pun, the graveyard shift. We don't need them overnight.
So sure.
We'll still cut back. And instead of five people in the office, we'll only have three, and then we're going to have to do double duty. But we'll cut them loose at 11 o'clock.
Sure.
But in that particular instance, you know, sometimes weather does take you by surprise. Sometimes things do develop quickly. And that was just an unfortunate situation.
And is it from the National Weather Service then and all of those satellite offices that the warnings then go to the people that take them to your cell phone, that take, you know, because I always tell everybody, you know, download Channel 9's app. Mm-hmm. And if there's severe weather, I get the little text on my phone.
Right.
But those warnings, if you are not at work, Brian, mm-hmm. they evolve from the National Weather Service?
Yeah. Actually, that's ground zero, if you will. Everything comes from the National Weather Service.
They're the only ones who can declare a tornado warning. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
You could see on radar what mm-hmm. you think is rotation.
Right.
And you're a scientist and, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, here we go. Mm-hmm. That looks like a tornado to me.
Right.
But you cannot go on Channel 9 and say, we have a tornado warning.
What I will do is if I think it's going to happen, I'll say, although there's no official warning out for Johnson County, Kansas. This thing's moving from Douglas County
yeah.
and has a little rotation. I would go to your safe area just to be on the safe side. Then lo and behold, 10, 15 seconds later, they push the button.
And our closest one's in Topeka, is that right?
Oh, Pleasant Hill.
Pleasant Hill.
Pleasant Hill, Topeka, Springfield, and then up north toward Omaha.
Got it. Okay.
So there are four. Yeah. But yeah, to answer your question, everything emanates from the National Weather Service, including people say, well, my app, yeah. But
the information coming into your app, something has to happen to the NWS first.
Yes.
But what about like a severe thunderstorm warning? I mean, I can look out the window here on a bad weather day mm-hmm. and the trees look like they're about to snap in half. Rain is coming down in buckets. Mm-hmm. If I was a meteorologist, would I have to wait? I can see that there is a severe thunderstorm right there outside the window. Can I say it's a severe thunderstorm?
You can say there's
warning?
A pretty heavy thunderstorm. You can't say warning, but it looks like a severe thunderstorm outside our window with the
right.
what you mentioned. And again, I would take cover. I bring the small gnome in.
It's an owl.
It's an owl.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. My bad.
That he will rebuild.
Yes. I will rebuild.
Yes.
You know, they make fun of me because I had an EF1 tornado go through my backyard.
No, they're making fun of you because you remind us that you had
and you slept through it and act like you're some sort of survivor.
Of the event that you slept through that knocked down the owl.
I am the only tornado survivor on this show.
Sirens are going off,
including Brian,
and here's Scott.
Period. There were no sirens. And by the way, my last joke on Dana's behalf, we had to put this up in the newsroom or in the studio. Read what's on the white piece of paper on the whiteboard there.
What's that?
Read what's on the white piece of paper on the whiteboard.
Watch.
Wait, no, read it into the microphone so everybody can hear it.
Okay.
Watch, be weary. Warning, grab your knees.
That's correct.
They both start with a W, and then there's also this taco thing that you got the ingredients for the taco, but you're not. There's got to be a better way to get people to understand the difference between a watch
this
and a warning.
This has been going on since the 50s.
I know.
And so, yeah, they have two W's.
And two A's.
Yeah. I remember talking to a lawyer friend of mine. And he said, we have it wrong. I said, what do you mean? He said, if you're pulled over by a police officer and he doesn't issue you a
ticket. I'm going
ticket,
to give you a warning.
Mm-hmm. So to them, or to him, he thought a warning means, I see it. I'm warning you.
Here's where I think in
my mind. Warning is it could happen.
Right.
A watch means I'm actually watching.
I'm looking for it.
Here's the way I think our listeners, this is the only way I can figure it out because we wrote it down in the studio and Scott and I have been doing this a combined 70 years. Mm-hmm. And if I'm still confused, you know everybody else is, right?
True.
Watch is smaller than the word warning. The word warning is bigger. There are more letters in warning than in watch. That's how I remember it. So watch is on the not quite as bad end, but we need to be, you know, watchful. Warning, there are more letters, it's bigger. Warning mm-hmm. is bigger. That's my little mnemonic device to remember it.
And she doesn't watch Wheel of Fortune.
No.
No, she does now.
I know. Oh, what?
I'm Was a wheel watcher listen? Now. We watch the wheel every night. I'm sorry. It's embarrassing, but we do.
Oh.
And I'm terrible.
She's a wheeler.
Brian, I'm terrible at it. It is not a skill set I produce.
I like to buy a vowel. Is there an X?
No.
Here are your categories, person, place, or large American islands.
Alaska.
I'll take large American islands. I know that one. Quick break. Brian, always great to see you.
Good to see you guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Festivus Friday coming your way in 30 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Woo. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DMC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Story here from CBS News. Meta is teaming with defense industry startup Anduril to develop military products that use artificial intelligence and augmented reality, according to both companies today. Anduril said in a statement that the new products will provide, quote, real-time battlefield intelligence to soldiers in the field, allowing them to make decisions based on the data. Quote,
oh, we're doomed.
This integration will transform how warfighters see, sense, and integrate battlefield information.
I feel like there's a movie out there. What year might it have come out?
I believe 1983.
Where they talk about using this newfangled idea called artificial intelligence and using it for war games. Oh, they could call the movie War Games.
That would be a great title.
Oh, if only we were warned about this 42 years ago. We were talking about it last week with, I think Bobby Kerr was on the program on Thursday.
I think you're right.
And we were talking about the new Google Imagine, or pardon me, that's ChatGPT's version, the new Google VO3 and their ability to create AI videos that look absolutely real. I was scrolling through Reels earlier today. Yes, I've fallen off the wagon, but I'm much better than okay. I used to be.
I was doing that in the commercials.
It's bad. But I was scrolling through earlier today, and a video popped up, and I'm pretty good. You know, I've been watching videos for a very long time. I can kind of tell based on the softness of different angles, things like that, in today's era, if something is AI or not.
Okay.
I was almost convinced that this video was real. And I'll play it for you just so that you can hear how, And I'm going to skip the first cut because the first cut is a news report of an anchor sitting at a desk with the perfect inflection, the pause right where the pause would happen. You know, all anchors kind of sound similar with the way that they deliver their news.
We begin tonight with breaking news.
Yeah. And the first clip is that Canada has declared war on us.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to fool anybody. Yeah. That's not what happened.
So we
That's not
that
happening.
Part. Yeah. So,
wait, I'm going to start it after that clip.
Hang on. Before you play it, are there going to be any voices of famous people we would recognize, or are these just like news reports of some capacity?
So after the first news report, it just kind of addresses other potential scams that could be used with this technology.
Before we go into this AI-generated thing that you're about to play, we need to point out that nothing you're about to hear is true nor accurate.
Correct. It is all fake.
Okay.
Grandpa, I'm fine. This is just AI. You don't need to wire money to anyone. I am not in love with you. And I do not need your money for a plane ticket. I am AI.
This fake moon landing footage isn't classified. It's AI.
You're probably wondering how I got rich with crypto. The truth is, I didn't get rich off crypto. I don't even exist.
You might be able to tell this is fake now, but it's going to keep getting better.
We're all AI.
There could be aliens, but I'm not one of them. I'm AI.
An herbal supplement did not cure my cancer. I'm not even real.
Uncle Fred, the government has not been taken over by lizard people.
You don't need to send us $5,000 in gift cards because you missed jury duty.
Grandma, it's not real. It's AI.
It's AI.
So basically the message behind the video, and each clip is partnered with very real looking video. So the one where it was like, I'm okay, this is AI, you don't need to send them money for ransom to free me, is a young girl in shackles in a room. And I had mentioned at the beginning of this that I'm pretty good at spotting fake videos. When the Tom Cruise thing came out in like 2014, immediately it was like, okay, whatever, that's obviously fake. They get the shadowing correct, the lighting, it cuts from different angles like it's a real movie production. I mean, by all accounts, if you don't know specifically what you're looking for, you would be fooled. And if that news report played, the first one that we had mentioned that we chose to keep out of the clip because we didn't want to cross any lines of unacceptability, if that played on TV or went around on YouTube, there's a certain number of people that would be convinced that that was real.
So the United States and Russia have long had a red phone, if you will, and I use that in air quotes, with each other, where one can pick up the phone, the other phone automatically rings, and somebody is supposed to be there on the other side.
Yeah.
The thinking being, if God forbid one of us accidentally launched a missile at the other, we thought we saw it on radar, we could go, did you just launch a missile in our direction? No, we did not. But here's my thinking, like in the movie War Games, which is turning out to be horribly prophetic to the times, it was 42 years before its time, we've learned. In that movie, I can't remember the name of the computer. Somebody in the text line will refresh my memory. But the computer launches missiles onto the radar, right? So you're seeing missiles coming from what was then the Soviet Union.
Joshua or Whopper.
Yeah, that's right. And
but it's tricking you to think that missiles have been launched.
Right.
Nukes are on their way.
But if somebody was launching missiles at us and we picked up the proverbial red phone to make sure that we're seeing things correctly, if the goal is to destroy us, why would they tell us the truth?
Yeah, that's a great point. And not to mention now with modern technology, if they were to say they wanted to throw the whole situation into the darkness and there were some foreign entity that wanted to initiate some sort of global nuclear war, in theory, they could hack into that phone line, make it look like nukes are flying. And then when they do make the phone call, rather than somebody answering the phone and saying, no, this is all fake, they would play a voice that would sound like the person on the other end in a Russian accent saying, yes, this is real. We have started a war. Again, all hypothetical here, if you're just tuning in.
No, of course. Yeah, we're talking about AI, so.
But to go back to the original story that kind of launched this topic, the main concern has been AI becoming sentient, thinking on its own, making decisions on its own. We've seen TV shows about it. We've obviously seen war games where, you know, they get to a point where they're making decisions based off the request that you send them, and they just initiate the decision. There's no filtering.
And then it
starts
to learn from its own decision making.
One of the biggest examples of that would be there's a TV show where they ask the AI cure cancer. And the AI decides, well, to cure cancer, the easiest way to do it, since humans are the cause of cancer, is to eliminate mankind.
Well, but it would be to eliminate all living things, because dogs can get cancer, yeah. Cats can get cancer, you know, animals can get cancer. So to eliminate cancer, you would have to eliminate any living thing that can get it.
And I know I'm Mr. Doomsday, and I always go to the worst possible situation, but when you read me a headline, and you probably saw what I put as the pre-headline on there that we can't read on the air.
You wrote on top of this headline, we're blanking doomed. Doomed, I tell you.
Yeah. When you start talking about putting AI into war systems,
yeah,
should the coin flip and it gets to a point, and I don't know what a self-thinking AI would look like. If I were that smart, I wouldn't be sitting here pushing buttons and talking to you.
Thanks a lot.
I'd be an engineer somewhere.
I hurt my feelings there for a
second. Coding AI. So I don't know what that looks like, but if it does reach that point and we've got these systems tied into war systems.
Mm-hmm. Well, you, me, and Dana have talked about this before. The problem with AI, besides the obvious, is that there doesn't seem to be, other than the people who create it, a decent understanding of what it really is. To me, AI is a lot of things, some that scare me, some that don't. But it's like, well, I know, I'm going to use this as the example, cryptocurrency. I know what it is, but I can't really explain it.
Yeah, same thing with the NFTs from a couple of years ago, which I'm talking about a dumpster fire.
Yeah, no kidding.
But with AI, I mean, what we have access to today, like if you go to ChatGPT right now, we're looking at a generative model. And what does that mean? It's basically just a fancy Google. You're just Googling something, and this chat bot is creating a written response for you rather than compiling links. Mm-hmm. But keep in mind, and I've said this before, what we have access to is a grain of sand to the mountain of technology that they have behind the scenes.
But what I was going to say is, you know, the problem here is that the people who can put the regulations and the restrictions on artificial intelligence, that being lawmakers in every country around the world, the laws are not keeping up with the technology. And I don't know that they can. Because it wasn't 2014 when that Tom Cruise video first came out. I think it was like 2021 or something like that. It was not that long ago. And I thought it was very, you were the first one to say, well, look at this and the shadows and all this. I thought it, just on first glance, it was very, very realistic.
It's convincing, certainly.
Yeah. And then, you know, you wonder, I mean, where are the laws that say you cannot use artificial intelligence in any political advertising? Any.
Yeah.
Because next thing you know, in 2026 next presidential elections in 2028, whoever ends up running, and I'm not talking politics, I'm just using politics as the example. The next thing you know, whoever's running, we're going to get a call from one of them where they admit to horrible crimes, or if elected, I'm going to dismantle this or that. I'm going to get rid of Medicaid. I'm going to do away with Social Security. I'm going to raise your taxes 10%, especially on low-income earners. And it's going to be so believable because of how quickly this technology has generated that there are going to be people that believe it.
Well, and last week we talked about the restrictions that these programs put into place, like you can't create a video of a certain political figure. Well, after I watched that 2.5-minute video that I played a portion of for you all, my algorithm started feeding me more videos. I kept scrolling, and 4 videos later was a video of one particular political figure who is often depicted as a crying baby. Not going to get political, but you know who I'm referencing. Eating cinnamon rolls. And it looked real. It looked like an old head on a baby's body eating cinnamon rolls. And if you don't know what you're looking at, you're like, what is this?
913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the top of the hour news. It's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. So we have some news here out of New Orleans. The Kenner Police Department has made a third arrest in the February death of Aiden Manzano, a Kansas City sports reporter who was visiting New Orleans for Super Bowl 59. Christian Anderson, 33 years of age, of New Orleans, has been booked after investigators tied him to the alleged scheme that led to Manzano's death. Police say Anderson, Christian Anderson, worked with two previously arrested suspects, Danette Colbert and Ricky White, in a coordinated effort to drug and rob victims. Manzano, who traveled to New Orleans for the Super Bowl, was found dead in what detectives say was part of a broad pattern of predatory thefts targeting visitors. Detectives say Anderson remained in contact with Colbert after the incidents and helped attempt to profit from stolen property and financial accounts linked to Aiden Manzano.
That'll get you, allegedly.
He faces several charges, including principal to simple robbery, purse snatching, access device fraud, illegal transmission of monetary funds, bank fraud, and computer fraud.
It seems to me, and everything is alleged, and all parties are innocent until proven guilty here in the United States, but it seems to me, based on the evidence that we've gotten thus far, or the evidence that detectives claim that they have gotten thus far, this ring has been going on for a very long time. And it's horrifying that we had to see the death of such a beloved individual for justice to finally come. But where was the justice before? Why wasn't anybody listened to? Because since all of this information has come to light, a number of other alleged victims have come forward and said, the same thing happened to me. I was just lucky enough to make it out alive.
Well, the argument was early on after Aiden's death that the police would just kind of hush-hush all this stuff because they didn't want the city's reputation to be affected. Therefore, tourists don't show up in New Orleans. You couldn't pay me to go to New Orleans. It just sounds like a dirty city.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not talking about the name. I just, everything I've ever heard about, you know, New Orleans, that sounds dirty.
Everything, should have called it Dallas.
I've never heard somebody who told me that New Orleans is a beautiful city that I cannot miss.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been twice, and, you know, the daytime is beautiful, and the nighttime is just as everybody describes it. It smells of urine and alcohol.
Like, if you were to say, Scott, give me a handful of cities in the United States that are just so cool, so pretty, so accommodating that it would be a shame if I left this planet if I didn't go there. Kansas City not included. Okay, because I love this town.
I would agree. Kansas City's amazing.
It's a beautiful city. My friend who came in from California over the weekend said she was blown away.
Good.
Blown away by this town.
You were a good host.
Yeah. But anyway, I would tell you, Greenville, South Carolina is a can't miss before you leave this planet. I would tell you that San Antonio is a can't miss.
Okay.
Before you leave the planet.
What about Dusseldorf?
That's not in the United States.
That's somewhere else
that I don't talk about. I think D.C. is fantastic. The history and just, it's incredible.
I would want to go just for the history, but I think with the amount of people, I would be itching to get out of there. Like, I have no desire to ever go to New York in my life.
Oh, I think that's a mistake.
I would love to see it, but if I become a mega billionaire someday and can just like rent out four blocks and I don't have to deal with the billions of people.
No. Well, my parents are from New York, and so I've been there several times. But I think New York is fascinating. The only advice I would give you if you had asked is I would never stay in New York more than four full days.
Yeah.
So two travel days and three full days on the ground. So five. Because after that, you're like, you know, it's pretty cool. Saw the Statue of Liberty, you know, went to the Met.
There's an entire How I Met Your Mother episode about it where Marshall, who's the larger character, not fat, just in stature, on the show, doesn't fit in New York. And I have a lot of fears about not fitting anywhere in New York. I would just be so claustrophobic and get me the heck out of here.
It's really not as what you think. I mean, it's not like you're on, I mean, you're on the sidewalk and there are obviously people going to be there. But if you
it's not like packed, unless you're in Times Square.
Times Square is packed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Times Square is very busy.
All right, I know that we're about to go to Festivus Friday, and this is not going to become a topic today, but Nate Taylor just posted on Twitter. Great reporter, great sports reporter. Clark Hunt wants a dome.
Clark Hunt wants a dome.
The big question in the New York Times, by the way, we've gone national.
Retractable roof or full roof?
Will there be a new stadium or will they renovate Arrowhead? The biggest piece of information in that story is that Clark wants a dome.
Huh. Festivus Friday is coming your way in just a moment. Get in early. It's the best time. We've just cleared all the lines. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. The airing of the grievances is coming up in just a moment. Every line is open right now. It's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.